Good to be with you here this evening. Thank you to Stephen for his invitation to come and be with you and to share with you for these few moments. And I appreciate very much the work that Vera and Christopher are doing here in Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade work. It's a very vital work to the town, to this congregation. And it's a great work, I know, for Boys Brigade, and probably in and around, it works out all right for Girls Brigade as well. But I know from boys, when we have them right from the very beginning, we have 13 years to work on the lads, work with the lads. We have 13 years to continually tell them the story of Jesus. And that is a great opportunity. Very few organizations have opportunities for that length of time, and they're very formative. And it's just great that you're thriving here, and we do pray that this year indeed will be a very special year for you all. If only I had, things would be very different, would they? If only I had, and is that working for me? Yeah, if only I had a teddy, and I saw a teddy, or I saw a, what was it? It was a teddy bear. It was a teddy bear. And it was being cuddled very strongly. I know that. It must go everywhere. It must go everywhere. Is the bunny? Yeah. It must go every. Have you given it a name? Bunny. Well, that's a good name. You'll not get confused then, will you? No. But Bunny goes with you everywhere, does he? Well, if only I had a teddy bear, then, do you know, everything would be all right. Or, if only I had an Xbox, do you know the next one that's coming out? If only life would be sweet, because then everything would be all right. I would be on my best behavior if only I had this Xbox. If only I had a minion, well, maybe not so. But for some of the senior members of the organizations, if only I had the latest style. And I'm sure your minister gives you a lead on that anyway. But if only I had the latest style of clothes, and then I would be, do you know, I would be the tip-top one in the, not only Kilkeel, but just absolutely anywhere. The latest style. And so we run after those sorts of things. Or, if I had the latest style of car, do you know, that would just set me on my way, and every eye would be turned towards me, and people would just take notice of me. Maybe a parent here this evening, and you're thinking to yourself, if only I had that extra bit of money. If only I had that money that would just clear the debts, get me out of a hole. It would just do the right thing at the minute for me. If only I had that extra bit of money, then maybe I would be okay. Or, if only I would be recognized in work for what I'm worth. That if only I would be recognized for that little bit of promotion, or in the BBGB companies, if only people would recognize me and they pay attention to somebody else, if only they would do that, maybe everything would be okay. Well, we read from Matthew's Gospel earlier, and that story when the rich young ruler came to Jesus, and he was indeed wanting all of those things. I didn't say it that way, but if he was absolutely, he would have been just going down that line. If those things were his, then life would have been absolutely happy for him. He wanted, we're told, he wanted to have eternal life. Now, how many of us here don't want eternal life? Life, now, that's, you know, life eternal is more than just life that is here. It is life that goes on after death. And we're wanting different things. And this young man came to Jesus and said, "Good teacher, what good deed must I have to do to have eternal life?" Maybe your life, boys and girls, as it is okay. You get a good number of days off school, and then you go back to school, and you've got a few hours of school, and then you come home, and there's you play, and you watch TV, and then you go out and about, and you do different things, and then you have the whole summer off. And life really isn't that bad. Go back. Life isn't that bad. But then, when you come to my age, I'm afraid there are aches and pains, and maybe just life isn't really that exciting. And so, really, the whole thing is just wondering, what is life all about? This young man, this young, rich young man, came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" He's looking for a quality life. He's looking life not for just a now, but he's looking life that really has a bit of meaning to it. He's obviously not as satisfied with all the things that he has, and we're told that he's a rich young man, and even those things are not satisfying, but he's looking for a way of life that is far better than what he has at the minute. And he says to Jesus, "What good deed must I do?" I wonder, have you ever tried to make a bargain? If I cut the grass, okay? If I cut the grass, will you pay me? And maybe you'll take me to the cinema, or maybe if I cut the grass the whole summer, will you give me enough to cover buying the Xbox? We make bargains again and again and again. If I tidy my room, will you pay me? Will you buy me sweets? Will you take me to see something? We make bargains with mums and dads and all sorts of people. If I do this, then will you give me that? And this young man came to Jesus and said, "What good deed must I do to have eternal life? If I want eternal life, then what must I do? What good thing must I do?" Well, Jesus said, "Listen, young man, you're asking the wrong question. It's not about doing good deeds. It's not what you can do every single day for good deeds." And Jesus came back with a bit of a list with him. He said, "Now you know, if you want to have this quality life, you need to keep the commandments." Oh, that's okay. I mean, what person here doesn't know what the commandments are? It doesn't matter whether we come to church every week or once a year or whatever. It doesn't matter what age we are, young or the very oldest here. will know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, might even know the whole 10 commandments, but we'll know that some of the commandments. And he said, keep the commandments. Oh, and Jesus gave him a list. He said, you should not murder, you should not cheat, you should not steal, don't tell lies, honor your mother and father. And the young man at this stage was jumping up and down because he was ticking all the boxes. All these things he was actually doing. And Jesus had given a list of things that were already in his life. He was doing all these things. And he was absolutely cock-a-hoop that, aren't I the great boy? I'm doing all of these things. I am good. I don't need anything more. I've done all of these things. And indeed, I've done more of them. I'm bound to get what I want now, says the young man, because I've been good. And Jesus told the young man one thing that really shattered him. Take everything that you have and give it away. Then you'll have what's really real life. And you know, the young lad, we're told in the story, you'll know the story. The young lad went away sad. Jesus was trying to get the young man to see that he wasn't as good as he thought he was. Certainly he was ticking off the boxes as Jesus gave the list. And he could have gone away patting himself on the back and saying, really, I'm okay. But Jesus said, if you really want to follow me, you've got to do the things that I tell you to do. You need to give it all away. But he couldn't do that because he wasn't perfect. This evening, you're probably all, you've sat very quiet here this evening. You've been pretty good. Of that, there's no doubt. But I don't know if everybody, could we all say that I'm really so good that I don't need to do anything else? This young man thought that he was so good that he didn't need to follow Jesus. But Jesus said, listen, you need to go and sell everything that you have to have this life eternal that you want. And he suddenly realized that he wasn't as good as he thought. Jesus said this then to him. Do you know, it's really hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's really hard for a good man to know me, to get into heaven. And maybe this evening you're saying, well, do you know, I'd really like to be that good. I'd really love to come to church. I'd really love to be a Christian. I'd really love to do this. I'd really love to, but I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. And so you're making excuses that you're not good enough to come to Jesus. This young man was saying, really, he was good enough. And then he was finding out that he wasn't good enough. Why? Why are we not good enough? Well, I don't know if this is you going on holidays, but imagine, I think maybe some of you go on holidays like this with all the suitcases that you could have packed away with all your clothes. Do you know, how could anybody get on a plane with the likes of that? You need to leave that sort of stuff behind and then get on the plane and go. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus was saying to this young man. The things that you have in your life, the things that you so hold on to, you've got to really let them go if you want to follow me. We're carrying around too much luggage. We're carrying around too much sin. Those wrong things in our lives need to go. Need to be away, out of your life. So that if you want to follow Jesus, you're following him. Remember what he said? It was really hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Here's a very small camel. And to get him to go through the eye of a needle, now, can you see the needle in my hand? Just about. Can you see the eye in the needle, which is at the very top? What does the eye do? Yep. What is the eye? What do you use a needle for? Yep. Sewing. So we put a thread through it, don't we? And for a thread, you get, and you wet it, and then you go. Can you put that through? Now, here's Jesus saying, for somebody who is good, somebody who is rich, to get into heaven, how difficult is it? It's as easy as a camel to get through the eye of a needle. Now, if everybody came up here and pushed and pulled this camel this evening, I don't think we would get it through the eye of a needle. It is just so hard to get into heaven, into the kingdom of God. And you know, that is just so true. It is very difficult if we are looking to do good deeds. We can't get into heaven. And this young man indeed was so set on asking Jesus, what good deed do I need to do? It's impossible for anyone to get through into the eye of a needle, the camel. And Jesus said, you know, if you are an individual, if you're a human being, with man it is impossible to get into the heaven itself. If you're trying to do the things, the good deeds, and trying harder and harder, then it is totally impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And you know, how many times have you heard that message, boys and girls, in BBGB? Because that is the message that BB and GB will tell you. You can't be good enough to get into heaven. Adults, you come to church, you will hear again and again, you cannot be good enough to get into heaven. It is totally impossible. Like trying to get the camel through the eye of a needle. It is totally impossible. You will never be good enough. And that's where God comes in to this story in a wonderful way, where he makes sense of what we are doing here in life, and he gives us a hope, and he said, you need to start with me. You need to start with me, to know me, to follow me. Need to move on, if you can. Thanks. We need to start with God, and that's the message. Go on ahead. Start with Jesus. That's where we have this man who's on a cross, this man who has given his life, man in flesh, but was God in reality. This Jesus who came from heaven, gave up all that was in heaven to come and to be here on earth to show us the way. He said, that's the reason why I came and died on a cross. That's the reason why I show you my love with my outstretched arms. You cannot be good enough, boys and girls, no matter how small you are, no matter how many bargains you make, no matter how many cars you own, no matter how many degrees you have behind your name, no matter how many houses you have, no matter how much money you have. Your good deeds without Jesus do not amount to anything. It is only when we start with Jesus and we come to him and say, listen, I'm out of ideas. I've tried so many different things. I've talked to so many different people. And I'm coming back to the very start of it, where Jesus said that he gave himself for my sin, my life, my shame, my wrongdoings, my good deeds, whatever. And the young man needed to say, listen, I have nothing. And that's where he needed to start. I wonder here this evening, boys and girls, it's coming up to Christmas and you probably will have a list and you will have a bargain. If I behave myself, and parents, I know you'll probably bargain as well. You need to behave yourself, otherwise you'll not get. But we do the bargaining so often, don't we? But those things in spiritual terms don't really go. We need to come to Jesus and say, do you know, I'm not good enough, Jesus. I will never be good enough, Jesus. I need to come to you because you have life and life eternal. And Jesus is the best start that any of us could have for life. And the sooner you start, the better and the longer you will have to follow him and to serve him. And it will be just a life that will be full of surprises and full of things that are good and healthy and end up with eternity. That eternal life, that quality of life that we all want. You older young folk, you are facing even greater situations than I faced in my young day, or these young folks are facing at the moment. But you know all the temptations that are coming your way. And it's so easy to say yes to them and to go with the flow, and you know in your heart of hearts that it's not the right thing to do. And it's not the right way to go. Because you have heard in BB or GB that a life given over to Jesus is the life that will bring satisfaction to you. And so we all need to say, parents, grandparents, uncles and aunts, young lives, we all need to say, do you know, I have nothing. No good deed can get me into heaven. And I need to start with Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do pray for these young folk here this evening. We don't know what faces them during the week. Are the young, really young ones, have got that security at home, and We thank you for them, and we pray that in their junior sections of Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade, that they will listen attentively and listen to what they've been told about Jesus. And we pray that you would give them understanding in their young lives, that they may follow Jesus with their hearts and have a faith in him. Pray for the young lives of senior members of brigades. And pray, we know that they would face bigger challenges in life out there. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to them and speak to them about the way of life that they have heard again and again through BB and GB and church, through Christian influences and people around them. And we pray that the choices that they make will be good choices, good friendships, and good ways that lie ahead. That they may know that they have someone in Jesus Christ who wants to give them the very best in life and to give them that satisfaction in life. For parents and grandparents and other people of influence over young lives, we do pray that we too will grasp the gospel and understand that for ourselves. That we will truly not try to think of ourselves as being too good for Jesus or even not good enough, but that we will say we have nothing. All that we have is our sin and our shame and our failings, and Jesus, that we need you. And when we realize that, then to give good examples and friendship and encouraging words and ways of life that will be seen to be witnessing to the truth. We pray, our Father God, that that would be established here in this place. We pray that this would be a great year for BB and GB alike, that they would see young lives come to faith. And we pray, our Father God, that as a church fellowship, we will cover the brigades with our prayers and our support and our encouragement. And for the work of Jesus Christ in this place, in this town, pray, Lord, that your blessing would be upon it. In the name of our Savior, who loved us and gave himself for us, that our sins might be taken away, that we might stand forgiven, that we might know that we are loved and that we are welcomed into the family of God, into the kingdom of heaven. So be with us, we do pray now. Amen.